shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. 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 Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia.
Good job, guys. Nice. You guys know what they're doing. Thank you so much. You know what? I think I'm going to read this one here, but you can hold that. You're doing a great job. Perfect. The Holy Gospel according to Mark in the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, Call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Take heart, get up, he's calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, My teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, Go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All right. Then we reverse it. We do the whole thing backwards. Off you go. We follow you with the cross. There you go. Good job. And you can all be seated. Job. All right, how about a hand for those folks? They did a great job, right? That's very good. Well, grace and peace and love to you from the God who was and is to come. Amen. I want to start off by saying hello to you from your siblings in Christ at Lihue Lutheran Church. That's on the island of Kauai in Hawaii. I was there last Sunday, installing their new pastor. So they said, say hi to the folks in Grace and Upland. So hi. Next week, I will be at Hope in Palm Desert. Can I bring your greetings to them? Yeah, great. I want to say, first of all, thank you to the confirmands. You guys did an excellent job. And I've been to a lot of confirmations. And to have the stories that you shared, to be able to share about how God's been present for you, whether it's through challenging family illnesses or addictions, or even when someone drops a crocodile in your hands, is thank you for all that. So I really appreciate that. And I know it's sometimes scary to get up and talk to a group of people, and you did a great job. So thank you for that. I want to talk about stories and why they matter a bit, especially with this story that we just had from Mark 10. You know, Mark 10's this story, and at which you heard the pirate ask the question several times, like, what do you want me to do? Well, this line comes up in this story as well, but it comes up a couple times in the chapter. So we got to roll back the tape a little bit and see what's going on. First, there's this young man. He's a wealthy young man who comes up to Jesus, and he says, teacher, what do I have to do to get to inherit eternal life? And so Jesus says, well, what does it say in the scriptures? It says he goes to the Ten Commandments. He starts throwing things out there: honor your father, your mother, don't kill, don't. And then he throws a curveball in there. He says, don't defraud. Huh? You know, don't defraud is not in the Ten Commandments. So Jesus might have known something about this guy. And so finally, he says to him, I've done all these things since I was a youth. And he said, then you just need one more thing. Sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. And it says that he went away sad because he had many possessions. I think in that way you can ask, well, what was he seeking from Jesus? He was seeking some sort of stamp of approval on his life, to live exactly as he was, maybe doing some business practices that might have been hurting people, but still to have the teacher say, but you're in, you're approved, you're fine, without having to be in relationship, right relationship, with his neighbors. All right, so the next thing that happens in this chapter is Jesus tells his disciples, this is how it's going to go. We're going to go to Jerusalem, I'm going to be arrested, they're going to kill me, and in 3 days later I'll rise from the dead. So with that plan just announced, and it says for the third time in Mark, then James and John, they're the ones who come up and they ask for something from Jesus. They say, teacher, I love this. This is a perfect setup for a question. It's like, teacher, we want you to do whatever it is we ask. That's like, we want a blank check. Hey, if your kids or grandkids ever come up and say, don't say no, you know the answer might end up being no, right? Well, this is what happens here. They say, we want you to give us the power to be on your right and left hand when you come into your glory. The first guy was seeking a stamp of approval on his life. These two, they want power and prestige. That's what they want. That's what they come to Jesus for. Give us, there's got to be some benefits towards following you, Can you assure us now that we're going to have that space? And Jesus, well, I love what he says next is, well, can you drink the cup I'm about to drink? You know, the one I just told you about going to Jerusalem and all that stuff? And they say, yep, we got it. And he says, nope, you do not, which is true. He says, you will actually go through trials. You will drink from this cup. But this is not the time to talk about power or prestige. Now we're ready for Bartimaeus. Because here is a third story about someone seeking something from Jesus. This blind beggar is calling out, and his disciples are trying to prevent him from getting to Jesus. You hear him cry even louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus calls him over, and now we hear the question that, thank God we had the kids here to set the pirate straight about. What do you want me to do for you? And he says, I just want to see. I just want to see. And that is the request that gets granted. Not the one about rubber stamp my life. Not the one about I want power and prestige. I want to have certain privileges. The one that says, I just want to see. I just want to see. Throughout the Gospels, whenever someone is healed of blindness, it's never just about physical sight. It is always about spiritual sight. It's about being able to see with your heart rightly. It's about knowing what matters. And so when Jesus heals people, sometimes you see they get partial sight. Two chapters earlier in Mark's Gospel, someone is healed, and Jesus says, what do you see? And he says, well, I see people, but they look like trees walking. And he says, well, let's try it again. And he does something, does some more healing, and then this person's able to see. Does that resonate with you at all? It does for me. That sometimes with my own spiritual growth, it's like I see it a little bit, and then later on I might see it more. And if I ever get myself in the way, if I let my ego sort of drive the ship, then I see it less and less. If I'm ever going to God and asking, would you just bless my mess? If you would give me power or prestige, then I can't see as clearly. But I do believe that every single time that we show up and say, Jesus, I just want to see. I just want to understand. I just want to love. I want to have your heart in my heart. I want my heart to break for the same things that breaks your heart. I want to see the beauty that you see in each and every person. I want me to matter less and you to matter more. When that's where we're coming to Jesus, Jesus is always, always willing to give that to us, to bless us, to heal us, to give us a new opportunity forward. Today is not just Confirmation Day. It's called Reformation Sunday. That's why, by the way, excellent job on wearing red, folks. Yeah, well done. And if you're not wearing red today, you are loved and perfectly fine, just as you are today. Don't feel like you are out of it because you didn't wear red. Don't worry about it. Reformation Sunday is a day in which we celebrate the Reformation that happened starting with Martin Luther in 1517. Reformation, you understand, he never wanted to be out of the Catholic Church. He wasn't trying to start a new church. Instead, what he wanted to do was to have a movement within the wider church that was constantly reforming. Why? Because we constantly both get it and then lose it. And sometimes the institution or our egos take over and we're far away from where Jesus is calling us to be. And so today on this Reformation Sunday, I have a question for you. Why are you here? What do you seek when you're coming today? Some of you are coming to affirm your faith. Some of you are coming to watch people affirm their faith. Some are coming because it's Sunday and this is what I do. Some of you maybe have just found a little impulse. Maybe I'll go to church today. No matter what the reason, there are no accidents. You are here for a reason. And to practice reformation is to have a little dialogue with your motivations. Why am I here? What do I seek? What do I want God to do for me today? In a little bit, we're going to have an opportunity to come to this table. When we come to this table, don't bring your desire for power and prestige. Don't bring your seeking God to rubber stamp whatever's happening in your life. Instead, just bring yourself. Just bring your questions and your doubts. Bring your hopes for humanity. Bring your desire that there would be less violence and more peace in the world. Bring your yearning to see, because that is something that we can grant through the power of Jesus Christ. Come. Bring yourself and know that you are welcome as you are. Amen.